Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Picture any celebrity with amazing hair, and you can bet they have a stylist who clued them in to Sugar Bear Hair. Sugar Bear Hair is a bestseller on Amazon with thousands of rave reviews. They taste like sweet little delicious candies made with the juice of real berries, but they contain everything you need for stronger and healthier hair. As much vitamin A as 4 cups of broccoli, as much vitamin C as 1 cup of cranberries, and as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic eggs. Nutrients in Sugar Bear Hair fans also found their nails and skin quality improved over time. So you guys can go to sugarbearhair.com/Sheena for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That's sugarbearhair.com/Sheena.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now here's your host, Sheena Shea.
What's up? So here we are at Shenanigans again. Today's episode is going to be a little different. I didn't want to be doing so many interviews. I thought maybe moving on to more topics and stuff would be interesting. So if there are any topics that you guys can think of that you want to hear me and my guests discuss, tweet me, DM me, Snapchat me, whatever. Today, I figured for doing a topics episode, it would be best, since I'm single and I'm in LA, to do a singles in LA episode. So I've brought two of the best looking single guys I know. One likes girls, one likes guys. Yes. And we all work together at Sir. They have dope voices. I was like, these voices need to be on my podcast. And they're not bad to look at. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Jesse Montana.
Hello, darling.
And Eric, who's considering changing his name from Eric Lutz because everyone says Lutz to Eric James.
Lutz.
We're just gonna call you E.
E.
Eric.
Call me E.
That spun me for a little bit. I was like, right? Yeah. Said Eric James.
I don't even know, man.
I know, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we were just having this discussion. Should he change his name professionally?
Lutz.
Because, well, it's Lutz, but everyone says Lutz, and then it's like, oh, Kellen Lutz, and they're like, oh, are you guys related? And
yeah.
So.
Trying to ride my own wave, you know? Not trying to ride someone else's coattails.
Yeah.
Eric James definitely gives me a little rise up.
You know, yeah, I said that out loud right now, I was like, Eric, wait, this is kind of dope.
Rolls off the tongue.
I think I like it.
Yeah. Stay close to those mics, you guys. Thank you.
Very sexual.
Trying to put a stamp on it before anyone else gets it, you know?
Yeah.
Loss. Okay.
All right. Are you already SAG? Like, do you have to, like...
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
I've just been hitting them national commercials with nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, because I don't know how that works, like, with, like, changing your name once you're...
Yeah, I have no idea. I got a meeting tomorrow with the old agent.
Well, good luck.
Appreciate it.
All right, so, here at Shenanigans, we start with that exactly, getting into some with the game. So... it's going to be the game of Never Have I Ever.
Ooh.
I want each of you to put 5 fingers up. We're going to see who gets knocked out first.
Shout out to the old drinking games.
Here we go, here we go.
We're going to get drinks after this. For this, I figured we'll... because I was going to... okay, we're going to do this. All right. So, Never Have I Ever used a banana while having sex.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not happening.
Okay, we're Gucci. Okay. We're Gucci.
Never have I ever gotten someone so drunk so I could have sex with them.
Mm-mm. I've been on the receiving end of that, though, for sure.
Probably same. For probably sure. Very much so same.
Yeah.
Wait, are you playing? Where are your hands
I'm not
at?
Playing. This is against you guys. Oh, I am the host.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
Right.
She's all right. I mean, if you... So no, well, I mean, I will say...
We definitely know some people that would definitely do that. I could definitely name a few names.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Anyway, yeah. It's not about me. It's about you guys there right you now. So, never have I ever had sex on my roommate's bed.
Oh, for sure.
Scandalous, but yeah. I respect
comfy
my
beds.
I try to.
Never have I ever had sex on the beach.
Not trying to injure myself.
I wish I could say the same, but sand in private places is never.
Wait, really? Thing. Never have?
No, yeah. Never.
Huh.
On the rocks.
Trying
yes.
to be a good boy. Ooh, rocks, not little rocks.
Okay.
Not
let's see. Never have I ever walked in on my brother, sister, or parents having sex.
Oh, I would not be okay.
I wouldn't
to
be
this
here.
Day.
I'd hit the reset yeah. button.
Never have I ever purchased an adult pay-per-view movie.
I've definitely, yeah.
For real? What was it?
Probably, you know, in my younger days when I was exploring my sexuality.
Were you like in a hotel room on vacay or what?
Oh, yeah. Spice Channel. I was all about the Spice Channel.
It always has to be on vacay. You know, you accidentally hit the button on the remote and it's like, backdoor sluts, not. Or whatever, you know, like
but you,
a whole list of them.
You didn't put a finger down for that
nah,
one? No. Okay, just Jesse.
Okay.
I'm not trying to spend my money.
Never have I ever... used handcuffs during sex.
You can't say never have I ever. I feel like you definitely have, and Jesse, you have too.
Have I? Maybe blindfolds and
I
like,
actually I, haven't.
And really?
Yeah. No. Mm. Should we do that?
Maybe like shoelaces, but yeah.
Shoelaces.
Yeah, you know?
As handcuffs or anywhere else?
Yeah, you just tie each other up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, I never have. But
Mrs. Officer.
Let's see. What else do I have?
I'm gonna have to go buy some handcuffs now just to have it there on standby.
Get the ones with like the pink frill around it or yeah. like the real deal.
Get back
ones.
To me by the end of the summer.
I get you.
Never have I ever had sex with a married man or woman.
Goodness gracious.
I gotta drop a finger and say quite a bit. But it's never my fault. You know what I get the next morning is I get oh, my husband's going to be so mad. And I didn't know, but it happens. I don't mean to be the bad guy.
All right, Jesse's at 4, yeah. Eric's 2. Ooh, you're almost out. I think this Ooh. One's going to get Jesse and not you.
Right. Oh, she swears.
Never have I ever sent a sext, like a nude.
I don't.
Honestly, like...
Come on, Jesse.
I have one on my phone
honestly,
from you.
I am not ashamed of my dick, but I just do not want it floating around like that. Mm-hmm. I've definitely, like, sent a snap.
That
does
counts.
Does that count?
Yes, that counts.
Okay.
Not up in the cloud.
Yeah, all
okay.
right.
A snext. A snext has been done.
Never have I ever hooked up on a first date.
What do you consider a date?
Hanging bangs, you know. First time you're
first time meeting a human.
No. Never have I ever hooked up on the first date.
Like a one night stand.
Grandma, earmuffs.
Ooh. Samesies.
Okay, Jesse has 2, Eric has 1. Ooh, all right, now let's see. Never have I ever checked into a hotel just to have sex.
Scandalous, but no, not
no?
yet.
No?
Oh, Eric!
What hotel?
Don't know. I don't know. I'm not. Trying to give a shout out to a certain hotel chain.
Yeah, right.
You know who you are.
Uh-huh.
Hit me up for payments.
All right.
Holiday Inn Express, thank you.
I had a feeling Eric was going to lose that one. I'm curious.
I would say making love. Not
Good game. Congratulations.
Good game. Yeah.
You know.
The end of the summer.
You're one finger sluttier than me.
I mean, end of the summer, you're going to have the handcuff game on lock.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, that was a great game to start the summer off.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I feel like I got some work to do.
Yeah. I mean, should I try handcuffs? Is that like what all the kids are doing
handcuffs
nowadays?
Handcuffs in a hotel room. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On a first date.
Got it.
Knock all 3 out in 1.
Okay.
Boom, shakalaka. Should I have the hotel reservation ready to go as well?
No. It's got to be like last minute. Like, you know, after you get a couple drinks at a, you know, a little Sunday fun day. I'm feeling crazy.
Ooh, let's get crazy.
Is that a sex store across the street?
Oh, my God. Should I whip up my,
Oh, God. Are these handcuffs for sale? Half price?
Were they like, the furry handcuffs or, like, the cop handcuffs?
Last I remember, furry.
Furry's fun.
But I feel
now,
like...
was she handcuffed or you were handcuffed? Or handcuffed to each other?
Ooh. Interesting. Ooh. Interesting angle.
You know me, I keep my love life private.
Uh-huh. All right, so both of these guys work at Sir. Eric, I think, is our hottest bartender by far. Jesse, love him. Amazing server. I know I'm not his type. He goes for dudes, but...
Wow, so bad.
Jesse, I think you're the hottest server.
You guys are both so hot. Come on.
But he also, you guys, is an amazing and talented singer and performer. So before we get too into the singles talk, I wanted to play a clip from your new single.
Thanks, babe.
Tell me about it first.
This is my new single. It's called Stuck, and it comes out on June 28th.
Okay, a few days. So it'll be, but by the time this is out, the single will be out.
Yeah, so, you know, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, everywhere.
Jesse
digitally.
Montana. Stuck. I'm numb without you. Can't get you out of my head. Black and white, I'm feeling dead. I really do care, cause I'm stuck without you. I'm stuck without you. I'm numb without you. I'm stuck without you. I'm so stuck. I'm numb without you. I'm stuck without you. I like it.
Yeah.
It's like a good lovemaking song.
Oh, yeah. You better watch out. If I'm on the beach and this song is playing,
sex on the beach
this might
definitely
be the first,
happening.
First time right there. Might be.
Yeah. So, okay, I've known both of you guys for Eric, like 4 years now.
Yeah,
Jesse,
four, years.
Four or five years?
5 years, probably going strong. Crazy.
Yeah, and we all still work at Sir.
It's insane. Where does the time go? It's so
right?
Crazy. I've been there 3 months, that's all. That's what it feels like.
Right?
And, like, do we just keep getting younger? Like, we look so fresh for
I mean, I think
so.
I think it's all of us being single. We just, like, you know,
it
we
helps.
Keep that young. No you don't stress. Have the stress of the relationship.
Oh, thank God.
We need to talk.
Yeah.
I don't hear that.
No, those, never want to hear those four words.
Ooh,
we difficult. Need to talk.
Freaky.
Oof.
A new phone, who dis?
Yeah. Okay, so being single in LA and dating in LA, I'm sure it's different for men and women, but I feel like it's not really the place you want to be if you're looking for somebody to settle down with. Am
Absolutely
I right?
Absolutely not.
It's true.
I've told people that when they're like, oh, you know, I really want to start a relationship, blah, blah. I'm like, oh.
You're like, I'm not the guy for
listen,
you.
Listen, move back to Maine or Seattle or where, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this people are too focused on themselves out here. They're not yet.
So
you know?
True.
They're focused on themselves. They don't have time for other people, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong, but that's my opinion.
It's crazy. It's like L.A. is like Sir on steroids. It's like just when you get so comfortable and you're already sick of seeing the same faces, every 6 months we get a brand new transplant from Middle America coming here with
okay,
big
you guys are both kind
eyes.
Of from Middle America, let's be honest.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Hey, there's born and raised. Nothing wrong with
no,
it.
No, so...
Proud.
Okay, so Jesse is from Montana, hence the name Jesse Montana. Eric is from Kansas.
Nah, from Santa Monica, what's up? Born and raised on the beach, bruh.
No, I remember the first time I met this guy, I'm like, okay, first of all, his voice is like, obviously, as you guys can hear, it's super deep and sexy. And then I'm like, oh, so like, where are you from? And he's like, Kansas. I was like, wait, what? I wouldn't have.
Just ruining me.
By complimenting you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So how is it different being from Montana and Kansas, like dating back home to dating in L.A.?
Well, go ahead. Actually.
You go.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Dating, I feel like dating back home is more like, hey, there's someone that I see sometimes, and we're going to get married. I don't know. Like, I was there, you know, through college, then left.
Are all of your friends, like, married with kids?
Oh, yeah.
Home?
Oh, yeah.
Same.
100%. Like, we do, every year, we do, like, a man trip.
Uh-huh.
Because all my friends that are married and have kids are like, I need something. You know, they're like,
show
please,
us the life, Eric.
Please, I need stories. So, yeah, most people back home get married up early, you know, high school sweetheart, if not somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That just was not for me. Not my thing.
Yeah.
Very similar, very, very same. And for me, I mean, obviously, when I was living in Montana, that was a whole nother chapter. Right. I mean, you know, I was hiding in that closet real deep. You know what I mean? So it's like my dating experience back in the day was almost like a double life, if you will. Oh, I was dating girls and dating guys on the DL. It was wild, you know? Like, it was definitely a fun experience of just sexual exploration and identity situations, but...
So do you, as a gay man, find it easier dating in a place like L.A.? Or is it more just like swipe right, let's bang?
Honestly,
is that the way
it sucks out here? There are so many hotties left and right, but like there's just a lot of times nothing there. So unless you're just ready to just bang it out,
for sure,
you know,
yeah.
It's like a hit it and quit it kind of a town. But you know, every now and then you find a gem that's worth spending some time on, and mm-hmm. I guess that's what we're doing right now. We're just kind of shuffling through gems this summer.
Yeah. Single summer.
Single sexy summer soldiers. I got you.
So, Eric, longest relationship you've been in?
I'd say probably like 8 months. Jeez. I feel like right for me.
That for you? That
For me.
Yeah. For you, that's, but I mean, you know, that's
back
not,
when
that's not that long.
That so 8 months is like, that's like a home run derby for me.
Wow.
Like basically I was married in LA, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely got Sheen and I beat.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're serial monogamous over here.
Right. And then your longest relationship,
six
Jesse.
6 years. Yeah.
What?
Was it six?
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Was that
Seriously.
Here?
This was a million years ago. I was basically a fetus. But we met when I was 18 going on 19, and we moved from like Washington to Vegas to LA.
That's crazy.
So yeah, that was chapter. We met in Seattle.
Yeah? Wow.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
6 years? That's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, still share. We still share a chihuahua.
That's a big deal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Got it.
But that was like another moment of my life, you know? 6, 4 years, then 2 years. And
6 years.
1 year. I'm like now decreasing.
Right?
With every relationship and every broken heart.
Just samples here and there.
It's just less and less and less.
Wow. Yeah. The older we get. And
yeah.
Yeah. So you've been single for how long now, Jesse?
I feel like I'm hitting my 4 month marker.
Okay.
So I told myself, like, I feel like Sheen and I were talking about this. We're like, let's just be fucking single for the summer and enjoy
Smart.
This because we'll focus on us. We'll do us. We have so much great things going for
us.
And in the process, like, let's have a little bit of fun because Sheen and I are so similar. We get so dedicated to the one that we call our person when we do find that person. So it's like now it's just time to like love ourselves.
Now it's me time.
Yeah. Hey, listen. The winter is cuffing season. Right now is when you gotta have fun, show off that
sun's
summer
out, buns out. Yeah, flash it out.
You know, when it gets cold outside and you get a little lonely and you need a cuddle buddy. But right now it's too hot. Too hot to cuddle.
Yeah.
Just rip it off and rip it, baby.
I do love, though, that I live by the beach because, well, I also have central AC for the first time in 9 years, which is
nice.
So clutch. But living by the beach, it's like just opening up the windows and having that, like,
it's
marina air.
It is the dream.
It's completely different.
It's so nice, you guys. You, Jesse, you still haven't even been over.
I know. I have to. I'm coming over with a fruitcake or whatever.
Like, well, I'm still having
postpartum, like a PTSD for you leaving Park La Brea. Like,
I know.
You're no longer my neighbor.
We were neighbors for like the last five years.
It was literally like
across
we would
the
go
parking
out
lot.
Together, then we would just spend the night together. I would walk across the parking lot and the rest is history. It was so easy.
But wait, when you see my new place, you're going to be like, okay, I get it.
Makes sense. Oh, she's about to join the yacht club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to find me a boater, a yachter,
old,
sailor.
An old 83-year-old man with a yacht.
Maybe we can find some twins.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know.
Yeah, 83. That sounds right about.
Yeah.
Haven't done that yet.
Yes.
Do it. Never have I never.
I'm like sitting on my deck yesterday and I see this yacht go by and I'm like, who's that? I need to be friends with that person.
You need like a sign.
Right?
You know, like in the audience.
I think I just need
crowd.
To like lift my shirt up and just like flash
them
and be like, hey, can I come on your boat?
Help, I need a tank. I need more, you know, like take me out.
Uh-huh.
We do need that for the summer. Yeah. We need a yacht for the summer.
Yep. Yeah, we do. Okay, I'll work on the yacht for
cool.
us.
Okay.
I will work on Boom. That. Okay. What would you say are the best and worst parts about being single?
Best part?
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah. It's very liberating. Like, you are a free bird. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I don't have to report to anybody.
Yes.
I'm so when I'm with somebody, I'm so connected. We communicate left and right. Like, now it's like, oh, do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? Do I want to talk to this person?
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
I have PTSD from, like, my first relationship ever, where I get a text and they go, who is that? I'm like, oh, really? And they go, who is that? And, you know, check my phone. Or, you know, I keep it going for a while because I can be an asshole. You know, and I was like, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Like, I heard you got a text. Mind you, this is in, like, high school. But, you know, I heard you got a text. Is it a girl? I'm like, yes. Like, then let me see it. And they started getting mad at me. And I'm just kind of being a dickhead, you know, because I know I'm going to embarrass them. And then they finally get my phone out of my hands.
You're saying they? Are there more than one?
No, one. Okay. It was one person.
Gotcha.
At the time.
Okay, just clarifying.
But got my phone out of my
he
hands.
He has a type,
right? Got my phone out of my hands, and then saw that it was my mom that texted me. So that's kind of like what I've been used to is stuff like that, where it's like chill. Just
I mean,
chill.
We all know.
Yeah.
I mean, I dated one of my exes was super duper fucking paranoid as that. I mean, at one point he thought Sheena and I were fucking.
Oh my
and
god!
I was like,
that's right.
I was like,
wait,
are you fucking
were you?
Joking me?
Were
right
you
now?
Though?
Like, but were we?
But were
years later, it all comes out, right?
Yeah, shoot.
No, it was. It's crazy when you're with somebody like that doesn't trust you, and you don't
tough.
Give them any reason to do that.
It's
crazy.
Tough. It's so.
Oh
tough.
My god! I'll never forget. He literally one time, I went and got a Cinnabon, and like the frosting fell on my shirt. middle of a party. Okay, he ruins the party because he says, "What is that? What is that on your shirt?"
Yeah, right. Dude,
DNA
that was
test
me.
The next day, ruined my $100 Top Shop.
Stop
are
it.
You serious?
Real life
from
real
frosting.
Life. Yeah.
Did they,
and didn't even apologize.
Did they
about
come
it
back
that.
With like the actual? They were like, "Sir, this came from the Cinnabon." Like, did they have? Or
no,
like,
it was
this
like
was the Dunkin'
literally
Donuts
like a do-it-yourself at home like DNA test. Like, you just put like a purple schmear on the shirt, and I guess if it turns a certain color,
oh, wow.
The rest is history.
Interesting.
But obviously, it didn't turn.
Hmm.
Our exes, good
shout
lord,
out
with the
to
right
DNA
above.
Testing.
I feel like, though, when you are in a relationship, once that trust is broken, it's really hard to
oh,
get
I
back.
Agree. 100%. Yeah. Like, it's happened to me where I can think the world of somebody,
mm-hmm.
and then as soon as there's one thing, like, you know, our hearts are dumb.
Yeah.
Our brain's like, hey, don't do this, but our hearts are like, no, I really love
yeah.
this person. But as soon as, like, there's one thing, and, like, then my heart just shuts down. It's like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Not mm-hmm. a chance of taking that person back. And there's just something in me where it's like you cross the line one time, I'm like,
yeah.
oh, no, you're gone forever. Goodbye.
It is nice. So when you do find the right person, you click and you get into that rhythm. That is probably the best part for me about being in a relationship
mm-hmm.
is like I don't have to worry about it anymore. It's like, you know, I'm living my life. I'm doing me. That's my person. We're sharing this life together, and it's amazing. It's like you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But then isn't it crazy that when those relationships end, I mean, at least for me, my most current, not my ex-husband, but my most current, my ex-boyfriend, it's like I have a harder time now trying to remember, like, the good parts of it. I
yeah.
can only think about he never did this,
yep.
he never did that, and it's like it's crazy how you could go from thinking someone is just your entire world and they're the best person ever
mm-hmm.
to, like, just being like, ugh.
You know
like,
what sucks is like,
how, like what was I thinking?
I don't know what other
almost
word to use.
Like, it's just
right.
crazy.
No, I feel like I've kind of explained this before. So it's like if the dating life is like a graph or a scale.
Uh huh.
So like if you're single, it's just kind of like nothing good, nothing bad. It's just chill.
Yeah.
Like, you're super. It's chill. You know, there's no like super ups, super downs.
No bickering and fighting.
Right.
And
it's just like living life. Life's
yeah.
good. When you find like a person you really like, that's like when you go up and up and up, and you're super happy. But life's all about balance, so eventually there's going to be that super negative too. So it's like, in my accounts, it's like, all right, you can either run, like, chill in the middle
uh-huh.
and be good, or it's like you can find a person, fall head over heels for them, and then crash and burn later.
Yeah.
So it's like, especially for, you know, career things and stuff, I'd hate,
right.
you know, I'd hate for someone to be like, hey, you know, we want you to work on this, and then you're just out of it because, you know, you can be out for, like, 3 months after, you know, like, a heartbreak and, like, where you're at mentally
mm-hmm.
after, you know,
it's so
when
crazy.
You kind of devote yourself
yeah.
to someone.
Every
yeah.
time you meet somebody and you start falling for that person, it's so weird because
ooh.
It's, like, it does feel like the first time all over again every time.
Uh-huh.
And you get so excited and you're so into it. But then, I don't know, for you or even you, like, for me, as I'm getting older, now I'm, like, okay, here we go again. I'm
right?
excited for it.
But
I love this, but, like, Now I'm becoming more and more of a pessimist. I'm
see,
like,
you're waiting for the fall. You're waiting for the fall.
Is this not
okay,
going to
yes.
be yeah.
so, especially, okay, so
that's
let's
sucks.
Start with Vegas, because Vegas is when I really started being single. I was yeah. still a little, like, Rob-sessed up until Vegas, and then once I got to Vegas, I was just like, this is done.
There's a term.
I love that word.
This is done.
Put it in the Webster. Let him know.
So the first guy I, like, started hanging out with, one of the Magic Mikes, okay?
Hey.
Very good look. Hey. What up? But so we start hanging out for, like, a couple weeks, and, you know, we're clicking and whatnot, and all I can think of is, how is this going to end? Because it's not going to go any further, because I don't want it to go any further.
Right.
He doesn't want it to go any further, but, like, how is it going to end? And then each guy since then, I'm like, is it just going to, like, dwindle out naturally, which has happened. There's been other instances where there was, like, one drunken moment that I just could not get past. But it's, like, I hate the – I mean, it's good, I think, because, like, my heart is just completely shut down right now. Like, I don't
–
I don't think it's possible for me to catch feelings. But when I'm hanging with someone, it's just kind of like, so when is this going to end?
Yeah, that's like, I think that's why – relationships in LA for me have been like, you know, 2 weeks, and like, dang, we did good, or you know, like, whatever, because elsewhere it's, you know, much longer, but it's like in LA because everyone is just on playing defense,
yeah,
and they're like, I'd rather shut it down before I get hurt. Everyone's thinking yeah. that way, and so, you know, it's there's no like, this is gonna go a while. Everyone's like, all right, when do I pull the rug out before it gets pulled out on me? I feel like, you know, people are just
so do you like. Is that, like, a conversation you have, or it just kind of, it's like, well, you just stop, like, texting and stop reaching yeah. out, and then it just, like, naturally,
sometimes
like, dies?
Yeah, I mean, the ghosting.
I've been on both,
definitely
yeah.
works.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I've sucks to be on the receiving end of
right,
that.
Right, no.
there's started, yeah.
I can't ghost people. I'm too good at responding. Like, someone knows if I'm not responding, I'm playing a game. You guys know. I'll text you back immediately if
yeah,
you
yeah,
respond.
Yeah.
And then if I don't, it's like, I'm not going to play that game. It's like, you know, I'm going to fucking respond right away.
Right.
But then, yeah.
Even with the new boys you talk to these days, like in this summer, do you let somebody marinate for 3 to 4 minutes, or do you text back right away?
It depends. Like if I'm in my podcast, I'm not going to be texting people back. So
yeah,
it's going to be an hour or two before I respond. If it's, there's certain people where it's like, I know that they're not going to be checking their phone. So it's like, if I want to get in that conversation right away, I'm like, okay, I need to respond right away because they might just respond
true.
And then put their phone away. Like
yep.
my friend Robbie, the absolute fucking worst,
yeah.
drives me insane. So the second I hear, like, I have certain text tones for certain people.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear his text tone, I'm like, I need to respond right away because he's not going to respond for like 5 more hours. And that's just like a friend thing.
Yeah.
So it depends. I don't like playing. Wait, what is my phone doing? Oh, my God. What
you
the
hit that
fuck?
Phone. I saw you
oh, my God.
She's
I hit
like,
that
I don't.
That was
I
so
don't,
weird.
I don't text
Siri
on my phone
off.
While she's
oh, my God. No, but I hit it.
Phone.
That's so weird. Beverly
all of a
Hills
it's
number
like
just
Robbie.
Called me and I accidentally went, oh, shit.
Robbie, you're talking about Robbie.
Whoops.
oh, my God. I'm dead.
Yeah, wait, now I lost my train of thought. Oh, no,
about
so I just,
yeah,
I don't like
on.
Playing games. I'm
yeah.
a very blunt, straightforward person, as I know both of you are too. I just think it's like, life's too short to like, beat around the bush, and it's just like, look, this is what I want. If you want it too, cool.
That yeah. is exactly how anytime I meet a person now that I'm like, hey, we might have a lot of fun together. It's like, it's almost like a verbal contract. I'm like, hey, here's the thing. Probably not gonna marry you. I mean, let's be real. And we can have a lot of fun, and then there's
yeah.
you know, a couple of ground rules, maybe. Maybe I'm a terrible person for it, but also I'm up front at the very beginning.
Right.
And so I expect it to be good, and it's worked out good sometimes, but when it doesn't work out good, it's because the person hears me and then they go, I can change him. And so that's when it doesn't work good, because then they catch feels, and then they're like, but I thought it was, like, sorry.
So you don't catch feels at all?
Try not to.
Or, like, do you have, like, what am I, how
do
I say
I was
this?
Born to be against relationships. I was raised to not believe in them. Like, which sounds mm-hmm. terrible, but it's the truth. I mean, I was coached from a young age, like, don't ever.
But, like, do you have, like, rules to, like, not catch things? It's like, oh, I won't do a sleepover, or I won't take her to dinner, or, like, are there, like, certain things, like, when you're dating or having sex with the girl or whatever that, like, you're like, I'm not going to do this because I might catch feelings?
No, but definitely being in L.A., I understand how the person you're with can change how people view you a lot. And so
true.
One of the big rules – oh, this sounds bad – mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, sorry. One of the big rules can be like, you know, maybe we're not going to take this public, you know? Because when you start seeing somebody, it's almost like out here where their enemies become your enemies, the people mm-hmm. they hate. You have to hate that person now. And when it's a, you know, they say LA is a small, big city or big, small city, yeah. whatever it may be. And it kind of sucks when you can lose work because someone goes, hey, this person's dating so-and-so. Yeah, I don't really like her. Or I don't really like him. And then you can lose work from that? Mm-hmm. Like, no. So when it comes to my relationships, it's like, let's keep that private. That's between us.
Yeah.
Basically, I also don't want to be that chihuahua in a bag that's like, oh my God, look at my little, look at my man, look what I got. Like, I, you know.
I had to think about it. I was literally, like, visualizing, what are you talking about? And that chihuahua.
You know what I'm saying?
Bag.
Where okay. it's just like.
Like a little, like, clutch thing.
Yeah. Where I'm just like, let's go out to eat just so I can, we can be seen together and be like, oh my God, look who she's with. You know, not saying.
You don't want to be the trophy.
Not saying or you I'm don't anybody. But it's just, yeah, I'd rather yeah. not, because I feel like that's how it is a lot of times. Like, look at us, look at us.
Mm-hmm. Not, like, yeah, a lot of, I mean, there are a lot of people that are like, you know, they just want to show off like,
yeah,
their,
what they
their
have.
Piece,
yeah,
their prize piece.
Oh, I was guilty of that in my last relationship for sure. And we all saw how that worked out. So I don't do that shit anymore. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you're cool. You're fun. You're whatever.
It is
but...
crazy, though. Like what you were saying is like, I mean, even now, like where I'm at post the last relationship, mm-hmm. it's like I'm thinking about even the casual people that I'm meeting. I'm like, okay, do I bring, like we're going to the movies tonight. I'm like, do I bring this little Italian stallion that I met the other night
Ooh.
To this movie
yes, you
with
do.
Ariana and Billy. Yes, like you guys are like my family. So yeah. it's like everybody that we date like becomes a part of our
yeah.
like, and our
oh,
family.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
it's like and then it's like they're going through rings of fire. Like
right.
my last ex was thrown into our life like
yeah. Oh, I know.
Throttle, and it was like so crazy. But yeah, living in LA adds that much more of a layer of complexity to dating.
Yeah.
It can affect your career so easy. I was seeing this girl when I first moved to LA and, you know, I started like learning about her and, you know, over time you learn about each other and we'd be out to eat breakfast or whatever. Like people would come up to her, like big name people and like, hey, what's up? Talk to her. I'm like, wait, you know, so-and-so like, oh yeah, yeah. Just casual. And it happened more and more and more. And what I realized is it was one of those people we were having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, I don't see this going anywhere else except a lot of fun.
Right.
And then I realized, all right, I'm new to LA. People are going to start knowing me as so-and-so's boyfriend.
Right.
And that's terrible because what happens is if I'm so-and-so's boyfriend, then we break up and I mm-hmm. met all these people as so-and-so's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Then they go, oh, you broke my friend's heart. F that guy. You know, yeah. like, I don't like that guy. So I decided, this person knows too many people. Like, isn't that weird how, like, your career will change who you're with? And it did. Mm-hmm. It scared me away from it because I go, if I plan on marrying the girl, that'd be great because then I'd have to end with so many people. But
right.
I was like, nah, we're just having fun, you know.
Yeah.
And it's scary. It's scary.
V scary. Ooh. Dating in LA.
Seriously.
That's why 2 months is like, you guys are married
wow.
for like 10 years.
Right?
Yeah, 2 months is like, doing it.
Friends with benefits. Good idea, bad idea.
I love it. It's
if
so
you,
fun.
Listen, if you do it right, it's so good. But
you
if,
have
you,
to
if
get
you think you can change
right
the person,
program.
It will not work. But if
no.
you get on that right program, it's the most healthy thing out here.
I yeah. feel like sometimes the worst part about it is someone can always catch feels, and
yeah.
then that turns into something more.
But if you have that conversation up front,
right.
exactly.
then you're putting it all out there up front.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you do, it's like, I told you this yeah. wasn't, I didn't
exactly.
want, I'm not looking for anything.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
I agree with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sleeping with coworkers. Good idea, bad idea?
Bad idea, but it happens.
Yeah, definitely horrible, horrible idea. But,
sir, it happens in the VIP bathroom.
Hey, we've all dealt with it, and it is what
I
it is.
Done that one yet.
Have either of you had sex at Sir?
No.
No. Not yet.
Yet.
It's
not
yet.
Yet.
Me and Jesse, what's up, babe?
Yeah, you work tomorrow or not?
I mean, let's
do
go.
This.
You trying to go in the, let's just go right in the middle. Let's just meet
yeah.
in the lounge.
Yeah,
just
I'm not mad. Yeah,
on the bar.
Let's meet me at bar 4.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
maybe
on that little
Miranda.
Couch right there.
7:30. It's not hard eye contact. We're just going to hold eye contact the whole time.
We could just go into the garden maybe, actually. It's a little romantic in there, you know?
Well, I don't
Open
know about
roof,
romance.
Like stars.
Missionary? What are we talking?
We're role-playing here.
Cool. Yeah. All right, let's figure it out.
Well, that took a turn. Are you guys on dating apps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which ones and what's like your fave and least fave?
Oh, man.
I've never done it.
Shut up.
I swear. I've been lucky with my consistent D that I don't need to swipe right or left.
Look at her phone right now. She's got
all the
apps.
When you and I were like dating our you know, when you were with Shay and I was with, you know, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, that chapter of our lives, like we were both in like 4+ year relationships and we missed the whole Tinder, Bumble, like
Raya.
When it all came out, I missed it. And I remember I got a little FOMO in my head every now and then. I'm like, everyone's swiping left and right and having all this fun. And I'm like, so interested. And the minute I became single, I like tried it all out and like, so horrible. I hate it so much. The only ones I have right now are Raya.
Okay.
Or Raya, however you say it.
I have that too, yeah.
And I never let it go, even in my last relationship, because I'm just like, I just go to
I paid
turn
for
on.
It.
I've already got accepted. I don't know what this board of committee
is.
It took a while.
Once they kick you off, like, you're kicked off. It happened to Stassi. Like,
yeah, I'm like, I will take the blessing and pay my $6 a month, whatevs.
Right.
And then I had Bumble, which is how I met my last ex.
Bumble's nice.
So now I'm jaded, so she's deleted.
wait, I do have a... Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
I do have a question about Bumble. So, a coworker was telling me about Bumble. She was talking about going on a date and met someone through Bumble. Like, what is this? What is Bumble? She's like, well, it's cool because if guys and girls meet, then the girl has to say something first to the guy.
Oh,
on
that's
Tinder,
right.
It's more like you both meet, and then the guy's like, dick pic. I assume, I don't send dick pics. But, you know, it can be weird. It can be more aggressive. But Bumble... The chicks have to be like send the first message. How does that work with you? Is it just one of the parties
just,
has to send the
it's
first?
It's neutralized.
Okay.
It is
just like
whoever
Tinder
wants
then.
To boom first.
Nice.
You know?
Okay.
So now do you think that one app is more for just like hang and bangs and one's more like relationship driven?
I feel like Tinder is like a low key, calmer version of Grindr for straight people. I really do.
So what's Grindr? Oh, Grindr's about like meet
like
me in this bathroom.
It's like.
I'm gonna be wearing
very,
red socks.
Very freaky and very scary. I remember in my blackout,
a lot of stories
in my heartbroken
that.
Blackout month, like on the month that I got the breakup happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was like trying to mend my broken heart, so I did everything. I was
with
blacked out for a whole month.
Dick.
I tried Grindr, horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad. It's like you're literally wasting time on this app, sending pictures, and then the other person's not into it, and then you ghost each other.
Yeah,
and the sex isn't even that great.
Yeah.
I like a little real life chemistry going into
that. For sure.
So much better.
100%. 100%.
There's something to be said.
Yeah.
I feel like, and that also counteracts, like, with dating apps too. I just feel like you can click on an app first, and then you meet in real life, and there's no spark.
I just do like just knowing there's beautiful people around me. Like, that's cool. You know, I can always
swipe. You're in LA, they're everywhere.
Yeah, I know, but it's just good to know.
It is
like,
crazy.
Yeah.
We really
people.
Do take it for granted. You, like, go somewhere else for a little bit, and you're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys on dating apps for any reason that it's like a little confidence boost? You're like, ooh, yeah, I just got like 22 swipe rights.
Not because, I mean, sometimes that happens, but like, that's not specifically. Like, I'm not going to wake up and check and be like, what? No one's, you know. I'm
no
not
one's swiping right
No one's
today?
Swiping right on me. What are you, out of your mind? No, it's just there. I mean, but in a lot of times, like, you'll match with somebody, and then even if you're like, oh, this person is super sexy. You're like still like not gonna message him. You know, it's just like one of those.
It's so interesting. Sometimes people just never message each other.
Yeah.
It's like it reminds me of like back in the day when you're at the high school dance and
you just
everyone's
eye contact.
Just on each side of the gym floor. No one's meeting in the middle for the dance. You know, you just watch each other.
A lot of times it's fun to know those sexy people around here.
What's your opening line though on a dating app? So when you match with somebody, this always fascinates me is everyone has a different game. Like, what's your opening line?
Before we find out what that is, I do want to tell you guys about something. So it's really cool. It's called Beachbody On Demand. It's an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7. This is the company behind P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazil Butt Lift, Pio, Hip Hop Abs, 3-Week Yoga Retreat, and more. You guys can get motivated by celebrity super trainers you know, like Sean T, Shailene Johnson, Tony Horton, and Autumn Calabrese. There are hundreds of effective workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio, HIIT, yoga, and even my favorite, dance workouts. Workouts as short as 10 minutes that don't require extra equipment. In the time it takes you to drive and park to the gym, you could actually be finished working out already. I really love Sean T. I mean, that guy is both insane and also so supportive and patient. I mean, he motivates you unlike any trainer I've ever seen. Plus, with all of his different programs, I can choose my level and time commitment depending on what works in my day. You guys can access your workouts anywhere at any time, view them on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. So, come on, what are you guys waiting for? It's summertime. Let's get those summer bodies. Join the over 1 million people currently on Beachbody On Demand. Right now, my listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text Sheena to 303030. You will get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text Sheena to 303030. What was your question, Jesse?
Opening line on dating apps. Like, dating apps. When you match... What is it?
Opening line. All right, there's a emoji? Difference. There's a oh, an emoji. Oof.
The... Guess which emoji it would be.
Which
he just
one?
Says eggplant, squirt,
and
hole.
The hole. Sometimes a squirrel. You know, if they get it.
The sexual attention, by the way, in our little group chat for this thing is the funniest thing I've ever experienced.
Listen, there's a difference between the first thing you say and what your profile says. You know. So
what does your profile say?
Oh, it's changed a lot. But sometimes you're like, you know, maybe I want to meet somebody and, you know, you're a little dopey. And then other times you're like, I don't care. I'm going to put funny stuff. And like, it can be very forward. And if people respond to it, a lot of times they're like, wow, you're probably really funny. Plus my. I mean, can
yeah,
we,
do people
can we
have
say
DTF
that?
In their profiles?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Some people
some,
really don't.
Some
give
people
a
do.
Fuck.
Some people are like, "What's up? Busy all the time." So if you're DTF, what's up? And then I go, "No, I'm a Christian boy. Just kidding."
I wonder what your bio is now. I'm actually so curious.
It's changed a lot, but it's definitely been straight up before.
But you're like on, so you're Bumble and Tinder?
Bumble, Tinder, Raya.
I don't know how to, I don't know which one it is.
I know, you should play, what song's your Raya song?
Oh man.
There's songs on this?
Yeah.
It's a slideshow.
So
I've never done
together?
This,
I think,
so this
I think right
me.
Now it's like Major Lazer, and it's some like good, say no, I'm like, oh, this guy's got some energy. And then for a minute, I saw that, like Chris, like Chris Stapleton and Justin Timberlake to say something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't know. I saw that, the music video and I was like, damn, that's a good video.
Okay,
so
okay.
I, it was just stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. But
so, okay, you match with someone, you swipe right on each other, whatever. Then you start a conversation.
Yeah.
And then, like, what do you do from there? Is it just like, do you want to go get drinks? Do you take them out to dinner? Do you just have them come over? How does this, like, work?
I feel like, okay, so
I've never met someone online, so I don't know, like, how that...
My last relationship was because of Bumble.
Yeah.
And obviously, we all know him.
Yeah.
You all know, knew, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very interesting because that was me playing a new kind of game when it came to, like, these dating apps. I was, like, so sick of matching with people and nothing ever happening. And, like, we're so busy that it's, like... We don't have time to, like, be marinating in these apps. Like,
yeah.
I want to get in and get out real quick. So it's like, and get back to real life. So this last time I was like, with everybody I was matching with, I was very aggressive and I was very forward. And I just was like,
whole emoji.
I'd be like, hey, what's
emoji.
Up? I'd be like, yo. And I don't even know, but I would just like send all these messages and be like, let's get lunch tomorrow or something.
Ooh,
you know, and
I like
I just
that.
Was like, because I was like, we can meet and make something happen.
Yeah.
And I called
uh-huh.
it date zero. It's like
okay.
the first date. It's not a one-on-one. It's a casual, come with me and my friends. We're going to do something really fun. And it ended up being like an OK Magazine party. I really threw him to the wolves.
Wow.
And it clicked and it worked. And we kissed, you know, and then we dated for a whole year,
nice.
You know. So it worked.
Nice.
What about you?
Yeah, I stay away from that stuff. Like I said, honestly, most time I'll match with people and then be like, nah. You know, like, I don't know. I'll match people and be like, eh, not so much. Like, maybe
yeah.
like, what's up, you're cute. Like, just the basic thing and then like... You're cute, too. And then never let it go anywhere else. Be like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm an odd one.
I don't know if I would use the word odd. You're a very special individual. Like, you're not like most people. I'll say that. But, like, in a good way.
All right.
Like, no. It's we're friends. One of a, you know that.
One of a kind.
I'm only friends with really cool people, okay? So, okay, so other than dating apps, where would you say the best place to meet a guy or girl, whether you just want to bang them or date them?
Ooh, go to the Club Rats. Go get a bottle, spend $1,000 on a bottle, get table service, and then be like, what's up? I'm a producer. You want to be in movies? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Other than Sir, I'm sure you guys have banged people you've met at Sir. Or worked
I would
with,
never.
Worked with.
Truth.
You.
Truth.
Both of you have banged coworkers.
Yeah, I'm lots. Celibate.
Well, a handful. At least a gaggle.
Okay, so other than guys. Sir... Or the club.
I'm kidding.
This
no,
is
I
an interesting. This is
club.
A weird one because I feel like we live in LA, so it's a very different
it's
type
weird.
Of city. It's like everyone's so closed off and like in their own zone.
Yeah.
So people are not as receptive as like back home in in Montana. Like, you know, you're like waving at each other at traffic.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh hey, how are you? Way. Like driving by the Walmart.
Yeah.
But like here, it's like Walmart. You're just trying to like get in and get out of everything. But
literally.
I don't know. Air One is a really chic grocery store by my house.
Ooh.
And
okay.
I swear I might meet my next there because everyone is so drop-dead gorgeous. You guys should come get lunch with me there sometime.
I met a really hot guy at Target once, I remember.
What was he shopping for?
Mine?
What was he shopping for?
Oh, shit, I don't remember. He was like 6'5". He was an actor who was so funny because then I started watching a new show and this guy was on it. Never seen him before. On anything, and then all of a sudden he's on this show regularly that I'm watching. I was like,
that
that's
hilarious.
The Target guy.
Target
but
guy.
It didn't go anywhere. No.
Damn, I want to know who Target guy is. He sounds fun.
I know.
I think his name was Victor.
Victor?
I don't remember.
What show was he on?
I don't remember. this was before
that's
Shay, so this is like 10 years
okay,
ago.
Yeah,
this is
okay.
old single Sheena.
I got you.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Have you guys ever been on a blind date?
I've never have, no.
Ugh. No.
Too many?
No. Okay. I honestly, I feel like it's so funny. Your friends sometimes either think they know who you should really be with and they set you up or try to set you up.
Yeah.
It's usually like I've had friends try to set me up and I always turn it down because I'm like, okay, just because we're both gay does not mean
dude, I know the perfect
I'm
person
into
for
this
you.
Person.
He also likes dudes.
Yeah. Okay, right. So you don't know my type at all.
At all. All right. You want to know the problem?
He looks like Napoleon Dynamite. Come on.
Right. You want to know the problem I've had a lot is – I mean, I think I come off as a very flirty person, and I guess you were saying even in the text, like, you're like, oh, so tension. But that's just
but
me
we're
all
both
the time.
That way, and
yeah.
So it's like we're like that
I
with each other, too.
Yeah, I think it's funny, and I do it all the time.
Yeah.
But even when I go to one of my best friends, he just moved to Dallas, so he's not my best friend anymore, man. You leave my city, you're done.
Mm-mm.
No, but we'd go out to eat, and like I'd you know be talking with the waitress, and he'd be like, oh, Eric's flirting with this chick. And maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. But the thing he would do, and he did it a couple times, he would invite the chick out like, hey, what time you get off? And it'd be like 6. She's like, oh, I'm off at 6:30. He's like, oh, dope. Come out with us after. And then she'd, you know, go to like grab our food or our drinks. And I'm like, cool, man. Did you just try and set me up? And he's like, yeah, man, you're welcome. And I'm like, no. I'm a grown up, man. Here's the thing. I will invite someone out, you know?
Yeah.
What sucks is when, you know, he'd invite that person out for me thinking he was doing good. And then later I'd be like, ugh. Like, now I'm stuck with this person all night.
Yeah.
And I started telling him, like, one time I had to tell him, I was like, all right, man, here's the thing. I will pick. I do appreciate it, but I will pick them up if I want to. I was like, other than that, if you do that from now on, I'm making you hang out with
I'm
them
the same
night.
Way. Like, because
it's happened multiple times where then the rest of the night I had to hang out with this, like, stranger. And I'm like,
oh, that's so annoying.
No, really. And then, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go. Like, well, I'll come too. I'm like, no.
I hate when someone comes up for their friend. They're like, hey, so my friend thinks. I'm like, no. If your friend doesn't have the balls to come up to me himself, then no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
It happened to me the other day. We watched the World Cup, and my buddy kept going up to people, a different buddy, and kept going up to people and brought this girl over, and I was like, nah, you know. And then – so I let them. I kind of pushed the conversation into each other, like, so they were talking. And this chick left, and then, like, 15 minutes later, her friend comes in. Like, 15 minutes later, I'm like, were you guys stewing about this? But she came back in – or her friend came in with a number, gave it to me, was like, call my friend later. And so then I gave it to my buddy because I was like, nah.
So the other night, I met Catch with the whole crew. It was right after the MTV TV Awards. And I'm not going to say his name. I'll tell you guys after. But very famous actor who was also at the awards – won a couple awards, whatnot. He's at Catch at another table. And so Stassi was like, Sheena, I dare you to like go up and talk to him. And I don't say no to a dare. Just so you guys, I don't say no to dares. And so I'm like, hold on, let me Google him first. I Google him. It appears he still has a girlfriend. So I'm not expecting it to go, but I was like, I'm not going to say no to a dare.
The power of Google.
There's another guy at the table who's on another television show who James Kennedy knew. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I'm going to go up to him. You go up to him. And so I was just like, fuck it. I'm doing it. I'm very bold and blunt. So I go up and I was like, hey, hi, I'm Sheena. He introduces himself. I said, I just want to congratulate you on the award earlier. I said, we were nominated, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, dope. He's like, so what are you up to later? And I was like, I don't know, just here. And we're just going to go from there. I'm not sure. And he's like, oh, you should meet me at Hyde. I was like, well, you should take my number.
Boom.
And then I did. And then he called me and it said no caller ID. He's like, oh, I'll text you. He's like, my number's blocked. He didn't text. I didn't go to Hyde. But I did not say no to the dare. I was just I'm not. Even if, and I mean, had he texted, I would have been like white on rice on that one.
Okay.
But I was just like, I'm not going to turn down the dare. But now I'm losing my train of thought.
I'm dying to know who this is. I cannot wait to find out after.
I'll write it down on this paper.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. I mean,
yep. I would have.
But yeah. So didn't end up going to Hyde that night. Nothing happened. But I was like, you know what? If it did work out, I would have been like, yeah, I fucking made that happen because I went up on my own.
That's nice.
And but even though I never heard from him, it's not going to stop me from doing it again.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Dang. No one even had to double dog dare her. They were just like, yeah. Do it. She's like, it was
okay.
Just done.
Twist my arm. I was like, all right, I'm doing this, and then you're buying me a drink.
Nice.
And she was like, I can't watch. And I was like, you can't dare me to do something and not watch. And I came back. Yeah. I was like, did you see that? And she was like, I really couldn't watch.
That's funny.
But anyway. Wow. Okay. So how long do you guys think you should wait before you start dating after a breakup? Do you think there's a time limit?
I don't break up with people because I don't date people. So.
Jesse, this question's for Jesse.
It's just ongoing. Yeah.
I think this is, you know, I feel like all my breakups have been so brutal. I don't know why. I get so invested. So it's like for me, I'm like the last. So before this last one that I was in, I told myself because Scott fucked me up so hardcore.
Yeah, I know.
Like that was a fucked up one. But like I was like, give myself 1 year. That I made a promise to myself. I was like, just do 1 year because before that it was always like 3 to 4 months in between breakups. I would rebound with somebody or just have a fuck buddy. And that was like my pattern my whole life. Like always 3 to 4 months, somebody. So this time around, you know, heart wasn't ready. I was like focused on my music. I wrote a lot of music, released a lot of stuff. And it was a year. It was a year and a half. And then I met my ex, John, on Bumble.
Uh-huh.
And then that went real quick. And now here we are 3-4 months in. And, you know, I think I told you I'm ready to just not give a fuck for the whole summer.
Yeah.
And then come my birthday month in September,
hey.
I'll warm it up again, and I'll be ready for another hopeless romantic experience.
Nice.
I like single Jesse. Stay single.
No, it's fun.
I'm going to stay in single.
Yeah. I like single Sheena, too. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thanks.
Like, Vegas was seriously so good for you. Like,
I'm a lot of fun.
That needed to happen. And when you were coming back telling me stories, I was, like, living vicariously. I was like, thank God she's having this moment because she needs this, and I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yep. so fun. So many stories.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess, again, not for Eric because you're not a relationship person.
I see.
But coming out of a relationship, like if you're newly single and you want like a connection but you don't want to like get in another relationship, like how would you say is like the best way to like still keep your independence but like date without catching feelings?
I think it's anybody you get involved with, it's just being honest with yourself and honest with the other person and just communicating like, listen, like I did just get out of a breakup, you know, and I'm not really ready for anything, but I'm enjoying your company.
Mm-hmm.
The sex is great. The feels are great. So let's just take it one day at a time and
be
present in this moment. And that's it, right? Just live in the now.
Okay.
Fuck in the now.
Okay, wait. Before we finish, there is something else I wanted to talk to you guys about. So it's really cool. It's called Teamy Blends. So, I mean, I know you guys know that I'm into working out and staying healthy, but seeing major progress in my body sometimes can take forever. And I'm impatient. So, you know, I just want to be able to go out, enjoy food, not worry about putting on more weight or feeling bloated and feeling gross. Since summer is here, I will be in a bikini way more than ever. And I finally decided to do the Teamy Blends 30-day detox program to drop a couple of those extra pounds that I put on in Vegas. And just a couple, gotta keep the booty. But this is without having to spend hours and extra hours in the gym and watch every little thing I eat. I mean, I'm busier than ever right now. And this detox has been a lifesaver for me, you guys. It's gotten rid of any lower tummy bloating, which we do not want in bikinis. And I wake up looking and feeling amazing every day. I mean, who doesn't want that? This program works. They have given me a 15% off code for you to use. Go to teamyblends.com. That's T-E-A-M-I blends.com and use code Sheena S. That's S-C-H-E-A-N-A-S to get 15% off your order. So cool, right?
So fucking cool.
All right. Now, the last thing I want to talk about, unless you think of any other things you want to throw in, social media. Whether single or in a relationship, few questions. Stalking, like your ex, or do you do that?
Every once in a while, you got to make sure they're doing worse than you. I'm kidding.
It is weird, though. We live in this really weird day and age where, you know, our parents didn't have to go through this. Like, mm-hmm. we are all up on social media. Mm-hmm. It's hardcore.
Are you a stalker? So, do you, like, go back and...
I mean, I'm only human. I get curious. The curiosity gets the best of me.
After a couple martinis.
See, I don't, and people don't believe me. Like, I unfollowed my ex-boyfriend 4 months ago, and I haven't looked at his page since.
There you go.
It's so
weird. It's probably
weird.
Healthy. There are probably a bunch of posts about
it. I mean,
you.
my ex
like, no, you know, like, low-key, yeah. like, things you would be like, oh my gosh, wrote out.
Honestly, yeah, I feel like it's different. It depends on the relationship and what happened in those relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, the one before last obviously was so fucked up that, like,
yeah.
I blocked him. We're still blocked. So that I never had to worry about that ever again. But with this one, it's like we try to be cordial and we're still open. I mean, something happened on social media between us like a couple weeks ago, and I was livid and I went on
blast.
Oh,
yeah. I saw that on Twitter.
You asked me about that on Twitter. And I asked Lauren Chavez, I was like, I'm so fucking mad right now and so disappointed. Do you think I should block him on everything? Mm-hmm. Because... Or just leave it open, you know, because that's the thing.
I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to block you. If you want to see how awesome my life is, you are more than welcome to. And also, it's so easy to just make another profile. So it's like, what's the point of blocking? That's just like, it's an immature way of dealing
with... Oh, you're talking about like making one and then creeping on them with that one? Like Tony Schmidt.
Or like going on from like your dog's Instagram. Right. Like, I know people who do that. Man. Just like,
oh my God.
I don't have
those
energy.
Accounts really are, right?
I mean, you guys know, I deleted Instagram for like 4 months from my phone. It was just like, and I didn't miss it. I really didn't. And I have it back now. But now I'm way slower at responding because I've tucked it away in a folder.
Yeah.
So it was like, he had sent me a DM. And I was like, oh, should we get dinner after? And then he was like, yeah, down. I was like, all right, cool. So in my head, that's the plan. And then 7 hours later, I check Instagram. He's like, wait. And I was like, oh, shit, hold on. I'm just seeing this. And it was like, I don't check it as much. But
I have a good question, though. Yeah. We're talking about, like, posting on social media and blah, blah, blah. Like, when you're dating somebody, putting your relationship on blast.
I will I will never put a
dating,
person I'm seeing on social.
Yeah.
Like, chill with that.
When do you put the first photo? How many months into dating somebody do you think it's appropriate to start posting coupley photos?
I think for my last relationship, it was like 4 months. Maybe. Yeah. But also, I mean, I'm a public figure. My life is public. So it would be weird if I didn't post photos when I'm very publicly dating someone.
Yeah. 100%,
so
for
me, it was like, but also out of respect for my ex-husband, we were still going through the divorce. And out of respect for him, I didn't want to start posting. Oh, my God, look at how happy I am. I didn't know how he was doing. So I tried to keep it private until people were catching on. We're going out in public. I'm photographed here. And it was just like – you know, I told my publicist, I was like, I can't keep this private anymore. Right. Like, I'm just going to post a picture. We're doing red carpets together. Yeah. Like, it's out there.
Yeah, that's a little different. Yeah. You know, it's yeah, for sure.
But
yeah.
Just in a relationship not in the public eye, I don't know. I would still give it
some time,
at least
right?
a few months. Because, I mean, you don't really know someone in the beginning. You're still, even for the first 6 months to a year, it's like you're still so in true. That honeymoon phase.
Right.
It's like
everything's
the sex
good.
Is still good. Yep. It's consistent. It's mm-hmm. like... So
they can do no wrong.
And once you make things public,
ooh,
it does change things.
It really does.
And that's, not usually for the so better. Weird.
No, 100%, yeah. man. Even there was a, like my entire life, I've even said like, we're together. I would never use like dating because as soon as you say dating, like boom,
yeah.
there's something in people that they go,
uh-huh.
I can act different now. It's like, no, what we had was so good,
yeah.
chill. Like I would never even use the word dating. And people be like, are you dating? Be like, well,
yeah.
we're mutual. We're not seeing anyone else.
Yeah.
But we're not dating. It's like, you're dating. It's like, well, don't say that word because
no,
it changes. It's so weird it changes people.
It does. The first guy I started talking to after Rob, he had just like, we were in a conversation and he was like, well, yeah. And then like, if you tell your friends like, oh, I'm dating the guy, I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Easy with that word, homie.
Yeah.
Like, we are not
yeah.
dating.
You,
like,
yeah, you gotta be careful.
You throw
no.
out.
Get too floozy on
you know,
that.
We were talking about pulling the carpet out.
Yeah.
Like. You tell someone we're dating and we're not, I will pull the carpet out and make you look like a fool. I will be like, I don't know that human.
Yeah.
You know, like, chill with that. Because,
uh-huh.
once again, that was in our verbal contract. At the
yeah.
beginning. It was
do you
like.
Do you, like, shake on it or, like, high five?
I look the person deep in the eyes and I say, I need you to understand that I am very serious.
And then you just
if
go,
they,
then
if
you
they,
just go at it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then if they break eye contact, uh-huh. I leave. If they look down to the left, they're weak. No, I'm kidding.
question for Jesse. When in a relationship, I never have. I've never gone through someone's phone mm-hmm. or anything. Do you or have you in the past like gone through like your ex's like DMs or anything like social media related to like see?
Honestly, my last ex, I felt like we had such a good, like we had a very, very like, solid amount of trust.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never had to worry about it.
Yeah.
I never had to worry about him thinking that I was doing something weird or wrong. Like, it was actually amazing. I can't say the same about the exes before that,
right.
you know, and there was the rebound before even Scott,
uh-huh.
you know, that one was an interesting one. That one was, like, after my 6th year, I was not ready to be in a relationship. I was so, like, devastated. So when I met this one guy who was an actor, we hooked up on the first night.
It was Tom Hanks.
She swears.
You're not supposed to say that.
Sorry, but we hooked up on the first date, and the sex was fucking amazing. And we literally, for 4 months, like, were together every single day. It was insane. It went so quick.
Oh, wow.
But every 2 weeks, we would check in with each other, and we were both like, okay, we both just got out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to pressure each other. Let's be cool. That slowly turn into like a mind fuck after about 3 months
yeah.
because then it's like now there really aren't any rules and what are we doing
right.
and that's when I started to get a little paranoid because I was like wait what is going on and that's how it ended because I did actually go through his phone and realized
never do that
that he was
never.
DMing his ex and they were still hooking up and I was I popped off.
If you look for something you're gonna find it might not be what you're looking for but you will find
yeah.
something
see that is something in the verbal contract
right
no but my thing is like if you're looking for something in the relationships I've been in if you're I've broken up with a girl because she went through my phone and she said you know blah 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 or whatever she said something but I didn't care what she said the thing was I said okay you don't trust me and you were looking through my phone and the reason you were looking through my phone though I believe was because you did something and you were looking for defense against what she did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she, yep. you know there was a little bit of acting strange. Never went through my phone then one night when I was drunk went through my phone when I woke up you know said I saw you texted so and so. I was like, "Yeah, it's a friend." And they said, "Well, you said this that seems a little forward." I said, "I haven't, you know, I'm not even it was a friend of mine from college. You know the way I talk to people.
Yeah.
It's funny. I
mm-hmm.
you know, didn't mean any of that. But I go, but the fact that you looked through that, I believe you're trying to find ammo to, if I catch you doing something,
right.
go, well, you remember
well, you
when?
Did this.
Yeah, so I was like, nope. I was like, that trust is gone. We're done.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it'll yeah. slowly just start falling.
Well, like even my last ex, I remember, like, before we broke up, there was one thing that we talked about that – Instagram comments, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, you could really go off and, like, go through comments.
Oh, you
and,
could
and
drive
read
yourself
each other's
crazy.
Shit, and you would just go into a mind fuck. And, I mean, we all talk, like, we're so, like, flirty and we're just, like, casual with people. I call everybody
it's
babe.
It's hilarious, yeah.
So
I
it's
love
like,
it. I
call
so
everybody
fun,
babe.
Yeah.
Like, everybody gets a kissy emoji from time to time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you go through my phone and read these innocent messages where I'm just being Jesse Montana.
Exactly. The exact same
you know
way.
What I mean? Hey, nope. Babyish. Yeah. Everybody's a babyish. Right. You know what I mean? So it's like...
No, I'm not... Yeah.
That, I mean, it's... I'm a firm believer. I mean, you know, that was ages ago when I did that on that rebound relationship. That was like, what, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah.
But now I feel like if you're in any kind of relationship, casual or real, just trust, you know? And don't drive yourself crazy because at the end of the day, you just sit in front of each other and talk.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Be like, what's
people
the
are going to do what they want to do regardless. Mm-hmm. And that sucks, like, but it's just the truth. You know? So even if you find something, they're like, oh, I'll never do it again. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They're going to find a way.
Once the trust is broken, I think it's really hard.
That's
to
one
try
of those things where the heart, you know, once it crosses the line, trust, as soon as that, then my heart's like, nah, this person's gone.
Yeah.
This person's no longer a human. Like,
yeah.
Don't even. Yeah, don't waste your time.
Mm-mm.
It's crazy.
So, single, sexy summer, you guys.
Yeah, dating in LA.
We all work at the Sexy Unique Restaurant of Sir. Come visit us.
Mm-hmm.
Eric can make you the best
jalapeno margarita.
Hey, and Jesse can serve you the best
goat cheese balls.
Ooh,
put them in my mouth.
Yeah, I got your balls waiting. Come and get them.
Tell everyone where they can find you so they can see your gorgeous selves on Instagram.
Oh, Eric Lutz, ERICLUTZ official.
Soon to be James.
Soon to be Eric James.
Possibly James. You better watch out for that.
Right? He should just do porn.
Yeah, I mean, that is a very, like, porno kind of name.
But
then again, so is Jesse
Montana. Listen, we get those DMs. That is true. We get those DMs and we get those emails, but up the price, guys. Let's go.
Right?
I know my worth. Even if it's, you know, never shows my face, I know my worth. Let's go.
Right?
Step up.
You're
Jesse?
I'm pretty much same on everything. The Jesse Montana. JESSC Montana, Twitter, Instagram, boom.
Get him.
Yes, check out his new single, Stuck.
Do it.
And this was fun. This was my first topic, Shenanigans. I felt Single in LA was a good one. Your voice is sexy as hell.
Appreciate that.
You as well. You can
love
sing
you.
Like amazing. So,
it's a fact.
Yes. All right. I think we should go get some drinks.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks
love
for listening,
you
guys.
So bad.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy. I'ma make you mine.
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you need it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Everyone's favorite housewife is back, and she's ready for round two. Step into Heather DeBro's world now twice a week on Podcast One.
I loved it.
Heather's bringing you more of what you love, like YouTube's Glozell.
And now you got a beautiful, healthy
she's
girl
healthy.
Who's going to hate you in 13 years, and you're going to go, do you know how much I paid for you?
Roll the tape. Roll the tape. Do you see?
Check out Heather DeBro's world every Thursday and Friday at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Also, remember to rate and review.